welcome to the Daily Reprieve, where we provide SA speaker meetings, workshops, and conferences in podcast format. We are an ad-free podcast. If you enjoy listening, please help us be self-supporting by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and drop a dollar or two into the virtual basket. Please consider donating monthly by clicking the Donate Monthly button. However, one-time donations are always welcome. Just click the Donate Now button. Now, without further ado, this episode of The Daily Reprieve.
Great. Thanks. Thanks, Jason. Thanks for calling me over. And thanks, everybody, for being here and giving me an opportunity to share my rock bottom story. I'm Natesh. I'm a grateful recovering sexaholic, only by the grace of God, working the steps, and you all and this global fellowship. I've been sexually sober since 9th of April, 2022. So grateful for that. So my rock bottom story. So I was sober for about 10 months and 3 weeks when I hit my first rock bottom. So I was sober from 19th of May, 2021. And I was working the program. I was doing everyday meetings, was doing few calls every day. And, you know, I was regularly in touch with my sponsor. And I was doing all of that. But then I relapsed after 10 months and 3 weeks. And the reason was I was running my life from my self-will. You know, I had taken on too much work beyond what I could handle. I had lots of fears about whether my work will go well or not. I had lots of resentments with one particular collaborator and was very anxious about whether she will do her part. Had lots of resentments about her collaboration or her lack of it rather. And all that was really disturbing my serenity. And a point came where I just could not bear all the tension and resentment and the fears and the work piling up. And, you know, despite doing what I was doing best, you know, in terms of mechanically attending meetings, making the phone calls, surrendering, etc., etc., despite doing all of that, I was disconnected from God because I was deep in my self-will, you know, trying to make a lot of money, trying to do as much work. I was not letting God run my life. And I went to my drug lust, and that was a horrible relapse for me. I think at that time in my program, I recognized that I could not handle money on my own. I could not have unaccountable access to cash because when I had that, it became a trigger for me to act out with women for money. So I surrendered that. So I had no credit card or debit card that I could use. So when I relapsed on April 7th and 8th, I could not act out with a physical person. So I acted out on pornography nonstop I didn't sleep one night. I think I just barely slept for a couple of hours. I was masturbating continuously, you know, till my body could no longer do it, you know, then I would again do it. And I just exited from my work appointments that morning and I felt suicidal. I felt suicidal and I went and bought materials to kill myself. I still remember that day, you know, I drove out, you know, went to a shop, bought certain things which I thought I will use to kill myself because I was feeling completely hopeless, feeling in such pain, such despair, you know, because I didn't know what else to do, you know, because I was doing the best I could in the program and I didn't know what else I could do. And I still relapsed and the shame, the pain and the despair was too much. So I bought things, I had them. I didn't make a serious attempt, but I just tried doing something with it. And then I spoke to my sponsor and my sponsor talked me out. God bless him. You know, the only thing that stopped me from really proceeding was proceeding with killing myself was one of the things was, you know, the love that my family had for me. You know, I couldn't bear to think of how, what would happen to my wife who's trusted her life with me, my daughter who I brought into this world, and my mother who gave birth to me. So my sponsor brought my attention to how betrayed they would feel if I were to go ahead. So I came out of it. I got severely depressed. I went to a psychiatrist. I got started on medication. Then I started working the steps once again. And my sponsor told me to start meeting people physically. So he recommended that I start attending open AA meetings in Bangalore, where I live. And I attended some open AA meetings, and I eventually got included in the NA fellowship here in Bangalore. And some senior members there, they knew that I was a sexaholic, and they welcomed me, they encouraged me, and they included me. And I started attending several physical meetings. And those physical meetings made a huge difference to, you know, to my mood at that time, to the despair at that time. I really felt hope. When I heard people share, and, you know, I remember a few particular people, one particular person, you know, he was so sure that I will recover. He had no doubt whatsoever. You know, he, at that time, he was 13 years sober in NA. He had absolute confidence that I would get sober and I will recover. And he knew that what I was going through was just a passing phase. And his confidence and others' confidence, other people's confidence in my recovery, in the fact that this program works, or it will work and it will work for me, is what kept me, you know, coming back into the meetings, coming back into doing the steps. And yes, for few days, I remember, you know, telling to God, totally, I'm in point zero here. I have no idea. You know, I don't know what to do. Thank you, Hugh. Thanks for that reminder. Helpful. Yeah. So I kept telling to God that, you know, God, I'm done. I'm finished. I'm nothing, and I have nowhere to go. It's just you. So guide me, take me to show me the path and so on. And that I realized was one of the first times I experienced surrender. You know, the absolute deflation of ego, you know, the sense of, I'm done. I'm finished. You know, there's nothing I can do. All my tricks of how to live and how to get things by, all of them failed. So I was brought to naught, zero. So, and then I said, okay, God, there is no hope but you, but this program, but this fellowship. And I think that was one of my, that was my rock bottom moment, you know, when I knew in my bones, in my heart, that I am done. And I don't know how to get out of it. I need others. I need the 12 steps. I need the fellowship. I need God. And that's the only hope. I was just stripped of all my individual capacities to come out of it on my own. That was clearly my rock bottom moment. And I think I started working the steps, and only God and this fellowship, you know, has kept me sober. But I realized that I need to do my best. And very recently also, I had an episode of depression. And once again, this time my bottom was about giving up my self-will, you know, because I know lust is, I can't touch lust. I know that in my bones, but giving up my ego, I'm still in that process. Giving up my ego has not been easy. I'll just say this and I'll wrap up. You know, there's still a part of me that thinks I'm unworthy. I need to get the world's approval that I am successful. And therefore, I try to do it, try to get the world's approval through my work. Thank you, Hugh. I will wrap it up. That hasn't worked, and that pushed me into depression, and I'm coming out of it now. You know, once again, I'm at a point where I'm telling myself that my ego will kill me, will definitely kill me, is trying to kill me. And I am now at a point where I feel even a little percentage of ego, if I operate from, it doesn't work for me. It just doesn't work for me. So self-will has proven that doesn't work for me. So I'm at a point where I'm willing to let God mold me, be a clay in God's hands, and let God mold me and remember that my needs will be taken care. Thank you so much for letting me share, and thank Jason and everyone for listening to me.
I would like to thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Reprieve, the best source for experience, strength, and hope for SA members. Please subscribe to this podcast to be alerted of new episodes. Please show your support by donating to The Daily Reprieve by going to donate.thedailyreprieve.com and choosing either monthly donations or a one-time donation by clicking Donate Now. Thank you for listening, and stay tuned for the next episode of The Daily Reprieve.